Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
It's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us back.
Watch them roll away.
One of the classics of all time. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's also available on Amazon, as is the new book, The Third Ingredient. And that new website for that book will be out any second now. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, president of the Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N.org, Galen.org. Please check out that website. You'll get smarter when you do. And you'll thank me later. Grace Marie is working on some really important stuff, folks, to help put a bullet, finally put a bullet between the eyes of Obamacare, get it out of our lives, get us some options, some choice, lower our premiums, get us better health care coverage, better insurance to be able. So small business owners, Grace Marie, this is so important because right now here's the thing that people don't realize. We have a crisis of employers can't find enough qualified people right now. There are millions of jobs going wanting. Big companies are going to start poaching small company key employees. If we can't provide health care and other benefits commensurate with the big companies, if we're where we, as we sit here right now, we can't. They're going to come get our people. I think this is an unreported crisis that's either going on right now or going to be coming up. What do you think?
You know, that's so important, and that's going to be an important point for small business owners to make to their members of Congress. Members of Congress are scared of coming back to Obamacare because they got so burned last year in trying so hard to push reform through, but it wasn't the right policy, and it didn't work, and members couldn't explain how it was going to help things. This is something that's better, and it can help people.
Could it be done before the end of the year?
Yes, it can be done before the end of the year. It's going to require Congress to go through its budget process again, but they can do that in short order.
Now, this is the group that you guys are involved with. A bunch of different groups are putting together a new plan that you're going to reconcile with and work with the Congress on. To turn into law, you make some recommendations to them to make this a lot more healthcare a lot more affordable. But here's my question: How is all that being reconciled with what the administration is trying to do through executive order?
Well, first of all, we are in close conversation not only with members of Congress very interested in this and want to turn it into legislation, but also the White House is very interested in this. Now, they can't go out front because this is a grassroots movement, but they are very interested, very supportive, and the president, someone in the White House had told me that the president, every time he sees them, says, "Can't we get back to Obamacare? We really need to deliver on our promise to repeal." The president is desperate to find something. But this is a new thing. Senator Santorum says in his 25 years in public service, he's never seen an effort coming from the bottom up and from the outside in to develop policy, give it to Congress and say, pass this, this is what we want. And the point you just made about small businesses not being able to keep their staff because they can't provide competitive benefits is a really key point. It's another data point for why they have to act on this.
And Grace Marie, this is an unprecedented scenario we're talking about right now. In history, if corporate America needed a good person, they just went into the marketplace and they talked to their headhunters, and the headhunters went out and found people and brought them back, or they hired out, you know, however they got their people. But and occasionally a key employee from a small business would get poached. But I'm convinced that small businesses are going to be seen as a new sort of a new fertile orchard, so to speak, for key people, because we have them. We have really good people. If you're a small business employee who's been around the company for a long time, you're a key employee. You're responsible. You show up for work. You take initiative. You're smart. You're tech savvy. That's the kind of people that these big companies want, and they're going to offer them. They got money in their hand from the tax reform. They've got better benefits, and right now, with small businesses sitting here with Obamacare, we are in trouble. We are in peril.
That is such an important point. I hope that anyone who's listening will look up to see when their member of Congress, when their senators are holding town hall meetings over the Memorial Day recess, and go make that point. Say, we need health reform for small businesses to be able to take advantage of this prospering economy and be able to grow and to do what that business was set up to do. We can't do it without good people, and we can't attract good people unless we are able to offer good health insurance. We need you to do health reform. That's all they need to say.
And I'm going to throw one other thing out there, and this is for the families and for the communities. When we have another downturn, small business owners suck it up and they do not let their people go. When we have another downturn, corporate America will roll these people under the bus that they just hired.
That's right.
In a New York minute.
Right.
If the stock takes a hit, the first thing the CEO will do in the next 90-day conference call is, we're going to shed about 10,000 workers this year. And not even think about it. Small businesses, we don't do that.
That's right. And small businesses often because they're family.
That's exactly right.
They work together.
Think about the fabric of communities and the families that benefit from being employed by small businesses.
That's right.
It's a lot more than just money and stuff. Hey, Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
So Galen is a nonprofit think tank that focuses on health policy. We can find us at galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. And one of our major projects is running another website called ObamacareWatch.org. Really, we'll bring you up to date on everything going on.
And if people want to contribute to you, what you're doing to help you fund your efforts, they can do it right there on the website.
There's a button right there. We'd love for them to
hit the button, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll feel better. I promise you, it'll make you feel better. Quick break. 10-10. Right back with Grace Marie. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.